Thousands of people will be out enjoying Cream Puffs, Farm Animals, Spin City, and all the fair food.
There's something for everyone to do, and there's something to eat.
Dave Player back with you live from the new Allstate Skyline Studios on 720 WGN. Well, it's that time of year again. One of the iconic events of summer for families across the Midwest, including mine, is just north of the Illinois border, and that's the Wisconsin State Fair celebrating, gosh, is it 167 years, Kathleen?
It is 167 years of Wisconsin State Fair tradition.
I love it. 11 days of incredible family fun. Opens Thursday, August 2nd, runs through Sunday, August 12th. You know, the very first State Fair was held in 1851 in Janesville, and over the years, it migrated all kinds of other places until finding the permanent home in West Allis in 1892. And joining us to tell about the history of the fair, what you can look forward to, including the return of the 15-story Wonder Wheel, Ferris Wheel, the largest in North America, about 70 new foods, attractions, all kinds of good stuff, is the CEO for the Wisconsin State Fair, and that's my friend Kathleen O'Leary. How are you?
I am wonderful. We are in that magical window of getting prepared to open our gates for, like you just said, the 167th Wisconsin State Fair for the 11 greatest days of summer.
I've only been going 40 of those 167, but I have to tell you, and you know this, and I've talked about it on the air before, you know, since a kid, I've been going, and it was a tradition for me. It is a tradition for my family. I think you could blindfold any of the five of us, and we could walk from the front of the park to the back and know where almost every stand is. That's how familiar we are with this place, and that's how much we love it.
And I love to hear that, and I would love to have more people from Chicago, my hometown.
It is your hometown.
Experience it. It's, you know, a quick trip. It's, you know, barring where you're coming from in either Chicago proper or the suburbs, you know, we're looking at it probably, you know, a 90-mile road trip from even Rockford or wherever, and just to, it's an easy ride, come up, ample parking. Our gates open at 8 o'clock, and that is just, you know, kind of unheard of in the world of festivals and events. We just, you know, when we think about that, we don't think about an 8 o'clock gate, but you could get up early, get ready to go, get on the road, and get up here and have an entire day of frolicking with food and shopping and entertainment on 30 free stages. It's just, it's a great place to stay all day.
Well, and let's start with a little history here. I mean, all the way back to 1851. I mean, this is a long time deal and a big family generational tradition.
Absolutely. I mean, so 167 years of Wisconsin State Fair tradition, 126 here at Wisconsin State Fair Park, that's, you know, located right in West Allis. And, you know, we're doing a lot. We always really spend a lot of time on history, just because we're steeped in this incredible tradition. And certainly in the fair industry, the true tradition and the cornerstone of the fair industry, not just the Wisconsin State Fair, but the fair industry as a whole, is agriculture.
Yes.
So we are the agricultural showcase of the state of Wisconsin. We will have upwards of nearly 10,000 animals coming in and over the 11 days, coming in and out over those days, and, you know, all types of breed of sheep and goats and swine and cattle, beef cattle, dairy cattle, certainly a number of different breeds of horses, from the Belgians to the Clydesdales to the Percherons. I mean, this is really where rural gets to meet urban, or I should say urban gets to meet rural.
Yeah, absolutely. And the Coliseum is the showcase for all this. And I think that's what's so much fun about coming there and going more than one day is, yes, you're never going to explore all the foods in one day. You got to go and check it all out. But the Coliseum itself and seeing everything that's scheduled every single day, it's so different that no matter what day you're going, you're going to get a completely different experience there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, some days you may be seeing, you know, a horse pull, a heavyweight horse pull, which is incredible to watch the hitches and just to watch even some younger kids manage these huge six-horse hitches. But then there'll be auctions. We have the Governor's Blue Ribbon Livestock Auction. We have a number of auctions that take place in the Coliseum as well, which is always very electric. And, again, all of that benefits the youth of in this case, of our great state in Wisconsin. And, you know, they work tirelessly to get their animals to be shown at this point and to be in one of these pinnacle auctions. That those dollars that are raised during those auctions, the majority of the portion of the proceeds go back to the kids that are showing and to their scholarships for college.
Which is cool. Yeah, and yeah, and that's the thing. I think when my older kids go and they see kids just like them there, they're so into what they're doing. You know, I always see my son having a conversation with somebody about their animals, and he's a city kid, so it's fun to touch all of that. Food is such a big part of the Wisconsin State Fair, and of course this year's no different. Over 80 new food and beverage additions. There's the staples, which we'll talk about, but I saw turducken on a stick was one of the big features this year, which sounds pretty cool.
It's, you know, never a dull moment, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And the turducken is, you know, the combination of the turkey and the chicken.
Yeah.
And just throw that baby on a stick and you have a turducken on a stick.
Yeah. I'm catching a lot of chicken and waffle things this year. Heat burgers, hot corn cob on the stick, a lot of on the stick, ham Reuben sandwiches, insect jerky. I'm very curious to hear what that's all about. Memphis tater tots, Milky Way in a waffle on a stick. I mean, there's always, I just love some of these inventions that I would never think of. A pig candy cannoli. So I have to assume there's really good sweet brown sugar bacon somehow jammed into a cannoli, but there's always all kinds of good stuff. Now, personally, I beeline it to the Lions Club corn roast, the pork shop sandwich, the Sheboygan or the Usinger brats, Brad and Harry's cheese curds, maple root beer, and, of course, the cream puff. And you sold well over 400,000 of the cream puffs last year.
Well over 400,000 cream puffs last year in 17, which equates to about 52 cream puffs being sold per minute that we are open over the course of the 11 days. So the Cream Puff Pavilion, for the listeners that have not been there, it is like the North Pole. I mean, there's it's around the clock, 24/7 from the time the day before we open to, you know, the time that we close on Sunday the 12th. It's a operation that, you know, we have upwards of 300 people working in the dairy bakery over the course of the 11 days.
Well, and I've been privileged over the years to go back there and try to fill some cream puffs. And of course, you know, I have no hair. I'm bald. But I still have to wear the hair cover, the hair net as I go in there. But to try to keep up with these kids, and these kids are, you know, first of all, you're right, it's a freezer in there, and you know, you smell first of all, the smells back there are fantastic, but to try to keep up with the pace of the actual baked goods coming out and trying to fill them and keep it going, because that thing doesn't shut off. You got to keep, I know, you got to keep moving. But what's so cool about this is, yeah, I got to go back there and see it myself, but there are windows along the way when you're waiting for your cream puffs where you get to see the process in progress.
That's vision, though. This, you know, the dairy bakery is 95 years old, so.
Yeah.
Those windows, and you know, that's what we're all accustomed to now, you know, engagement, activation, seeing things, smelling things, smell radio, smells, you know, all of that kind of thing. But this goes back to, again, steeped in tradition, but being able to keep the people entertained as they walked through the very long queuing line that moves. I mean, it moves quickly,
it
but
move fast,
now you get to actually see it and just get so excited about when you get to that final window and you get to, you know, have that cream puff and actually get to enjoy it. It really makes the whole thing an experience.
So you got the agriculture, you got the food. Now, this rivals Summerfest. There's music everywhere all around the park. And I want to start with the main stage because you got some really great acts coming up.
We do. So there are 30 free stages. We have a primary ground stage that's also free. So our free stages go throughout the whole 200 acres. And, you know, on those stages, the entertainment varies from music to, you know, physique contests to children's contests to all kinds of different things. But on our main stage, which you do buy a separate ticket, but that separate ticket does include admission, and our prices are so ridiculously affordable. I'll share that after I get through the lineup. But, you know, we really focus on appealing to a very broad genre. So we got a lot of country. We're starting out and we're ending with country. So on Thursday, August 2nd, we have Montgomery Gentry with the Steel Woods. We'll close with Reba McEntire on Sunday the 12th, and we throw in Cole Swindell with Michael Ray in the middle there. We have the Alice Cooper and Foreigner to kind of give us our rock fulfillment. We have the Temptations and the Four Tops to give us a little Motown, throw in a little ladies' fun, TLC with En Vogue. We have, for our younger audience, Why Don't We? And actually, Max is opening for them, which, and I have young kids, so that was very enticing to them.
Yeah.
For the people that just like that little older genre, we have Happy Together Tour, which we didn't have last year, and we certainly heard about it. So
I bet you did. Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
The Turtles and that whole tour, so that's great. So that's a Sunday night. So we really have, you know, a very nice, rounded out, give it a little bit of everything that, you know, we can to appeal to our audiences. And just to give you a sense, I mean, An Evening with Reba McEntire, absolute, you know, country legend, actress. We're talking about a $59 ticket.
Yeah,
I mean, that's $59
right.
with admission.
Yeah, and then you got the Bodines too, which is a personal favorite. I'm going to try to make it out for that show as well. And there's always Spin City too. Like there's the slide, there's the Wonder Wheel, which by the way is spectacular. The views of the park. You know, I always thought getting on top of the big slide was a big deal to see everything. To be on that Ferris wheel is fabulous, and it's the largest, right, in the Midwest or in the country.
It's in the country. So it is 155 feet tall. Now, mind you, it's the largest traveling
right.
Ferris wheel,
yeah.
Gondola wheel. So
sure.
We call it the Wonder Fair wheel. It is 155 feet, which is 15 stories. You can see a 10-mile radius of any vantage point, northeast, west, south, when you're at the top, which is great because you can see Lake Michigan. It's wonderful. And it's just, it fits six people. We have an accessible gondola as well. And it's just a great experience to kind of get out of the fray a little bit, to be able to get up there, to be with the family and your group of friends, perhaps, and just be able to take a breath and then see everything. You can see the entire 200 acres of the fair park. It's just, it's kind of like the Sky Glider. The Sky Glider is also a great vantage point to get you from one point of the fair park all the way over and then be able to see the whole fair park as you're, you know, going from one end to the other.
Yeah, the Sky Glider, I'm always curious, and so are my kids, because you'll always see like a random sandal that must have fell off someone's foot, and you think about, how are they getting through the rest of the fair? They must be walking, they must be limping through the place.
Well, I'll dovetail to you on that, and that would be that, if you lose your one sandal, we have over 700 vendors, not that sell sandals, but 700 commercial vendors in one building in our 200,000 square foot exposition center. There's over 700 vendors selling everything imaginable
it's so much fun.
That not imaginable because you never knew that it existed, but for some reason you think that it's important that you buy it and bring it home. So it's the slicers and the dicers. So again, back to what we just talked about with the experience of seeing the cream puffs be made. These slicers and dicers are theater. It's actors. I mean, they're showing you how to mop with this brand new mop, how to make the salsa. So that's the good part.
Absolutely. And then Spin City. I mean, we're not talking about, these aren't your typical carnival rides. It's like walking into a great America. I mean, you got really the best of the best rides, the best vendors there. Very safe, lots of fun, and it's an all-ticket system. And what is it? Each ride's about 3 to 5 tickets. What are the prices for Spin City?
You know what? It varies on which ride. I mean, if you're riding one of the spectaculars, it's going to be 5 to 6 tickets, and they're, you know, based on basically a dollar each. But we have ways in which you can do a wristband, which is an all-day wristband. So then you can ride with an unlimited ridership, and that's $35. All of these prices are on our website at wistatefair.com. But you can buy 40 sheets. You can buy 20 sheets. So we try and make it based on, do you have one kid? Do you have three kids? Are you spending an hour there? Are you spending 7 hours there? How does it work best for your family unit? So, and to your point about the rides, we are an independent midway, so we do not hire a midway to come in and just run rides. We cherry pick the best rides.
Yeah.
The safest rides. We have a protocol on our safety. Obviously, this is very unfortunate, but you know, there's been a lot of ride accidents. We have a protocol and an on-site safety inspector that's here. There is not a ride that can open without a full 20-point inspection, and then they're re-inspected. If anything should malfunction or happen, it cannot open again until it passes all of the inspections. And then we also work with the state of Wisconsin on their state inspection. So we're doubly covered. I mean, again, it doesn't say that nothing will happen, but you can best believe that safety is at the forefront, not only for our rides, but certainly safety at the Wisconsin State Fair as a whole.
And admission for the fair in general this year?
The admission for the State Fair, if you buy at the gate, it'll be $14. Hopefully you've taken advantage of some of our great opportunities to get discounted tickets, but you still can come. If you were to come on opening day, for instance, on Thursday, August 2nd, bring in two non-perishable food items, and you will get into the Wisconsin State Fair for $2 from the time we open our gates at 8 o'clock until 4 o'clock. On another great day to come out would be on Monday when we have our Kohl's Family Value Day. That way you can get into the fair for $6, but kids get in for free that are under 11. So that's another great admission discount. So really go on our website, please, I say to the listeners, and just look at all of the different discounted opportunities. I mean, as we're getting closer to the wire, they're getting less and less. But, you know, the Discover Wisconsin Day, if you show a out-of-state license, you will get in 2-for-1. So that's a great day. And even if you were to pay the $14 full price, I guarantee you that you will have, everything that you do is well worth the $14 that you'll pay at the gate and come in and enjoy an entire full day and into the evening with your family, your friends, your kids, your, you know, extended family. And it will be a great road trip up here to Milwaukee.
And there's discounts for seniors and military veterans as well. And I'll tell you, folks, speaking firsthand, I've gone well over 40 years. It's an absolute blast. And it's also a blast always seeing you walk around. I mean, you're out there, and you're making sure things are going well. And it is such a great experience, whether you're there for the food, the music, the agriculture, the shopping, the rides, whatever it might be. There's always something to do. And go for a few days because you'll never hit it all. It's a lot of fun. For more information, visit Wisconsin State Fair, WIStateFair.com. Always looking forward to talking to you every year, Kathleen, and I can't wait to get there on the first day.
Oh, it will be wonderful to see you and to the listeners. Really do. I can honestly say that if you were to have 7 people in your party and they range from the ages of 2 to 72, all of you will leave being fulfilled with something that made you happy, because that's what we do at the Wisconsin State Fair. It's ageless, and it's individualistic, and there's something for everyone at the Wisconsin State Fair.
See you at the fair, Kathleen.
See you at the fair.
All right, take care. All right, much more ahead on 720 WGN.